Welcome, listeners, to this edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and today we are going to start the show by celebrating the birth anniversary of John Coltrane, born on September 23rd, 1926, in Hamlet, North Carolina. I would say more than anyone else, John Coltrane opened my eyes to jazz music as an art form, as a means of self-expression. Let's celebrate his birthday by listening to a 1964 recording from the album Crescent, Lonnie's Lament. Thank you. a great tune and one that John Coltrane reaches deep into his heart and soul to deliver. Lonnie's Lament from the album Crescent, recorded in 1964 with the classic John Coltrane Quartet. John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And as I mentioned, we played that in honor of John Coltrane's birth anniversary, September 23rd, 1926, sadly passing away in 1967 at age 40, at the height of his creativity. We're going to continue on with another one of my favorite tenor saxophone players. His name is Hank Mobley. This one is the title track from the album No Room for Squares, 1963 release. We'll be right back. That set contained some of my favorite tenor saxophone players. At the start of the set, we began with Hank Mobley from the album No Room for Squares. We heard the title track from that, a 1963 release. A fine ensemble of Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Andrew Hill on piano, John Orr on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. After that, we heard a cover of a Hank Mobley tune, Up a Step. This from Bob Reynolds, tenor saxophone player, coming out of Los Angeles. His album was entitled A Message for Mobley, 2019 release. We heard Up a Step, as I mentioned. And the last thing you heard, a beautiful tune. This is the Bill Evans Trio featuring Stan Getz on sax. The album is entitled But Beautiful, 1974 release. And we heard The Peacocks, one of my favorite jazz ballads. All right, we're going to finish this show out with a bunch of brand new releases. We are going to start with Kenny Garrett from the album Sounds of the Ancestors. And that will be followed by Helen Sung. She has a brand new album out entitled Quartet with a string quartet. But first, let's listen to Kenny Garrett, Sounds of the Ancestors.
Thank you.
That's Helen Sung with her latest release entitled Quartet Plus with special guest Harlem Quartet. And that Harlem Quartet is a string quartet. And Helen Sung is one of the most underappreciated jazz artists in the business, if you ask my opinion. Her albums are wonderful. Catch her live if you can. She puts on a great show. And before that, we heard Kenny Garrett from his latest release, Sounds from the Ancestors. We heard the title track from that one, and that also features the conga work and the vocals of Pedrito Martinez. So that is a great combination, along with Kenny Garrett and his fine alto sax playing. We're going to finish today's show with Chick Corea from a posthumously released album entitled Chick Corea Acoustic Band Live, and we are going to hear his composition Humpty Dumpty. This is Chick Corea on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Dave Weckl on drums. So thanks for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We'll be back next week for more great jazz music.